Good day, everyone, and welcome to Video Gaming is Good. Thanks for joining us for episode 11. I'm your host, Darren, aka Emo, and...
Squaza? Lee?
Back
to front, yeah, sorry.
So it doesn't matter. Everybody knows who we are by now. Thanks for joining us. We are up to episode 11. Kind of a shock, you know.
11-teen.
Yeah, sorry, 11-teen. That's your new phrase, I guess, Anna. I'm sure everyone knows that we are not pros, so don't expect some smack-bang, professional-done podcast, because we just can't be bothered learning about how to do that. It just takes too much time.
Yeah.
Yep, and let's see. First, I want to do a thank you to Maverick, who in last episode he left a comment, and he asked us how we got our gaming nicknames. This created a numerous response from other people. I'm kind of shocked that we got other people listening to us.
But, yeah.
Thanks for replying, and it was kind of interesting to learn how other people got their nicknames, and you know, people asking, "Oh, how do you get nicknames?" And for me personally, my nickname, I just got it because I wanted to get a name who was somehow had to do with something with guns. So I thought, recoil, no, magazine, no, bullet, no, ammo. And that would do. Ammo sounds good enough. And I think Lee, your nickname was some kind of play or something you were from.
Yeah, it was a character name from a skit at drama. If you want the full story, read the comment. Yeah, it's a bit long, and but yeah, that's why I'm Squaza.
Yep, and I think Squaza belongs to you. I don't think I know anybody else around the world who has that nickname. So
oh, there's some jerk in Melbourne.
Oh, that's it. You showed me that website before.
I had to sign up to YouTube with the nickname The Real Squaza because this jerk had it. Had the proper Squaza.
Oh,
and he's got Squaza on this Podomatic. What a scumbag.
Okay, well, after that bit of revelating news, we'll move on to our own news, which is, well, not our news, our news on the real world. Damn it, I've already lost my tongue now. I'll just give it to Lee. Article 1, Lee.
Okay, Article 1. Yes, it's dated the Saturday, December 2nd, 2006. That was like last weekend. Anyway, the article's called, "Instead of buying a PS3, if you're thinking of getting one of your kids a PS3 for the holiday season, maybe you should think of presenting them with a few other options that will run about the same price." Okay, so things you could do. Instead, you could fly to London and get a room. You could pay your rent for a month. No, I don't want to do that. You could buy 300 Big Macs. Now, that's good.
After watching Super Size Me, I ain't going to go near McDonald's again.
Yeah, but 300, I mean, this just to go in there and go, "Yep, I want 300 Big Macs." And they're like, "Yeah, we can give you two." But, okay, so there's that. There's 4 DS Lights. That's awesome.
Yep.
You can get, we'll skip a few. You can get 60 pizzas. Fantastic. There's a few sort of, you know, sensible ones for people who don't like all this silliness. You could get 240 gallons of petrol or gas. You could get a laptop. You know, you could get a life. You could buy 4 iPod Nanos, which is great because I've only got 2 ears. You could buy a car, a couple of monitors, 15 shares of Sony Corp, although the guy says don't do that because, you know,
PS3
with
is
the
crap.
PS3, yeah, it's rubbish. Hire a personal trainer, blah, 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 just mouthing on here. The best one here is, you know, buy a 360 and a Wii and a couple of games. I mean, there's your best one. But if you're not going for the, you know, like sensible options here, you could get 225 pounds of canned tuna, great, or 30 years of toothpaste. I think the choice is clear here that I'd get the toothpaste.
Yeah, you know, you're always going to need toothpaste, you know. You got to clean your teeth, I guess. And
exactly.
I'd rather have clean teeth than a PS3. Especially, what is it, PS3 in Australia? It hasn't come out yet. Coming out next year, for those who don't live in Australia, don't know about it. It's going to cost around 1,000 Australian dollars.
1,000 bucks?
I know, with that
money. I don't got 1,000 bucks.
If I did, I wouldn't spend it on PS3. You know, for all those listening who like the PS3 or want to get a PS3, you know, we're not going to stop you from getting one. That's your own business, I guess. But personally, I wouldn't want to buy one from the couple of problems we've heard and seen about. And we also got another news article that will talk about a problem with the PS3. But I'd rather spend it on something else, you know, such as maybe a 360 and a Wii at the same time. It's, you know, I'd probably just go for a Wii, get some good games, and I'll be happy. But PS3, not for me.
Oh, he's busting out the rhymes.
Oh, yeah.
On to you, Article 2.
Okay, Article 2 for me. Let's see what I'm talking about. Article 2 is titled, excuse me, is a, no, not titled that. It's called Gamers Wipe Out Supply of Nintendo's New Wii. No pun intended, of course. Thank you very much, Lee. This is talking about how in America, I think relating to the new, sorry, got something in my throat, but it's talking about the New York release of the Nintendo Wii. They had a midnight opening, I think it was at a Toys R Us store in Times Square, and they had about 1,000 people who were, I guess, lining up or just hanging around to get the Nintendo Wii. The first person that actually bought it was a young man called Isaiah Triforce Johnson.
That's a name.
That's a great name, you know. You know, Triforce relates to a reference in Nintendo Zelda games, and apparently he had his name changed just for that. That's a,
what a guy.
That's a devoted fan in anybody's book, you know, get your name changed. You know, I might get my name changed to Xbox, probably not, but you know, if you're a big fan of something, get your name changed to it. But yeah, the Nintendo Wii, the release of it went very smoothly, unlike the PS3, which apparently people got shot, some people got robbed for the PS3, but because the release numbers of the units were really low in America, considering how many people play games in America. But Nintendo of America, they had a lot, and everybody was happy, whoever got one. And yeah, Nintendo, I guess, for the win once again, releasing a great console and had a lot of units, so everybody was happy.
There you go.
And also, I want to talk about is at this opening, I guess not opening, the release for it, people did dress up as their favorite Nintendo characters. There was someone dressed up as Mario.
Which is you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's another story. But they also had a person dressed up as Link from Zelda, which, unfortunately, he got mistaken as Peter Pan. I see the resemblance, but no. How embarrassing, I guess. But yeah, everything went well for the Wii, and that's it for this news article, and I'll hand it over back to Lee.
Okay, Article 3, about the PS3. Okie dokie. Now, with the PS... Oh, sorry, with the 360, I'm sure everyone's aware that this thing is more complicated than the space shuttle, so of course every now and again something's going to go bung, pretty much. And so, you know, the 360 has the ring of death. Sounds scary enough, and the article says when it comes out, you got to get your warranty slip and, you know, another $400 because, you know, you're stuffed. But the Sony people, they couldn't just have a ring of death. No. They have to have the red button and beep of death. Now, there you go. Anyway, now, this article, pretty brief. You got a video, though, of some guy. He's, you know, sitting down, ready to play some sort of rubbish game on the PS3. No, it's got this beeping and the, you know, whatever the hell else of death, and that's it. No, it's not. Tries it again. No, sorry. No. Computer says no. 20-second video. It's well worth the watch. You got to feel sorry for the poor guy, because he just bought this brick, and now it's not working. But, no, you got to laugh at Sony. So, yeah, good article. Have a look. Have a giggle. There you go.
Yeah, releasing a new console, and it's got problems with it. Big problem if you can't even get it to turn on and stay on, or even launch the game that you've got inside of it. So, yeah, I guess that's a good way, and, you know, a nice clap to the people at the Q&A testing of Sony for the PS3.
Although I'm sure it would make a difference in WA with our great power supply.
Yes, for those who don't know, you wouldn't know, because the first time I talk about it, we were recording the show a bit earlier on, and what happened? Lee had a power surge at his home, so we decided to record this episode from the beginning. That's all you need to know, I guess. We'll go into Article 4. And Article 4 is... not talking about consoles now, I'm talking about something else, and I'm not sure how this person's first name is pronounced, so I apologize to begin with. I think it's Anshe or Anshe, A-N-S-H-E, so I'm not sure how to pronounce it, so I'll just change the title, thanks to Lee's idea, Miss Chung becomes first virtual world millionaire. And this basically goes into saying how $10 investment into a computer game made her a millionaire in 30 months. For people who are not sure or haven't heard about this before, it's about saying Miss Chung is a player in a game called Second Life. I'll describe Second Life as The Sims on steroids, in a way, how you are a character in this world and you can do whatever you want, basically resembling the real world, sort of. You make a living how characters in the world, they can, you know, I don't know, sell items, create items, and, you know, through the use of economics, they can make a living out of it. And this person has become basically a virtual real estate mogul, you know, selling land, you know, developing property, doing this, doing that. She's got a, like, own company inside the game. And she's done really well. Within 30 months, she's made $1 million, you know, for herself in real life. I'm not sure what to say, but I guess this points out that video games are good in a way. So to all you Jack Thompsons of the world who are saying games are bad, they're not. You can make money from them.
Yeah, suck it, Jack.
But, you know, who would have thought a game like this, how you put your own money in, so you convert, I guess, American dollars to the currency in the game, and you buy stuff, you sell stuff. Like I've reading before, people, they sell unique items. Like I think someone made like some kind of bouncing ball or something like that. There's a little gimmick toy, and for like $3 or something, people buy one, and you can buy shirts, you name it, people selling it, just like real life, I guess, in a way. But yeah, I'm kind of stoked about this. You got anything you want to say about this, Lee?
Well, yeah, I mean, good on her for making squillions of dollars on only $10, and that's it, $10. You start off with $10. I got $10. It's a small amount of money I actually do have. But I mean, you know, that's pretty good. And you know, she's got what 25 people in her office. You know, I find it pretty hard to believe that, you know, people are going to thunk down money for something that doesn't actually exist. And there's, you know, there's real world, you know, outcome. You know, there's this woman's got, you know, squillions of dollars. There's people with jobs. There's offices. It's all good.
I know. It's very well, I guess, hard to believe. You know, first you think the internet. What is the internet? It's not actually a thing you can pick up and I guess carry from one place to another. It's doesn't really exist, but everybody uses the internet, and through this game people are making money, and it just boggles the mind, I guess.
There you go. I mean I suppose this is almost a great place, this Second Life thing, to you know, scam people. I mean, I'm still, you know, gotten a few ideas here already. Could be good.
Well,
but
what you trying to sell something?
Oh, I got a bridge.
Oh, what kind of bridge?
It's a lovely bridge. Shaped like a coat hanger. It's not far from where I live. It's about 4,000 k's east. It's in a little town you may have heard. It's called Sydney.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, and now this bridge, she's a beauty. She's got history. Paul Hogan used to clean it. He used to, you know, get to one end, go right back to the other, and just start again. You got views of the harbour. I've never been to Sydney, but you can probably see the Pacific Ocean. You got a flag on top. I mean, that's pretty good. You can see one of the wonders of the world, the Opera House, with its, you know, hideously unusable stage. Mate, this is, and I got the deed sitting right here next to me.
So you're going to sell this in the game, or you're going to sell it in real life?
Oh, I don't care. I'll sell it either. $1 million. That's it.
$1 million. Oh, okay. But I'll add another thing for those who like tinkering your stuff. Make it known that the Sydney Harbour Bridge is the world's largest Meccano set.
There you go.
So if you really wanted to, you could take it apart and build it back up again.
And think of how many Sydney-siders you could upset. Like, a million. That'd be... It's a steal, people. $1 million. Leave a comment. I'll sell it to you. I'll fax you over the deeds tomorrow if you want.
Oh, I'm sure that's a bargain for $1 million, you know.
Prime real estate. Comes with a toll road. What more do you want? It'll earn you money. This is a steal, people.
Oh, maybe I should look into it. Anyway, we'll move on. That's it for the news on that big revelation of selling an Australian icon. But, okay, we'll move on to the episode topic. And once again, our great, title creator, Lee, has created this title for the topic. And tell us the title, Lee.
Yeah, I'll just swallow my dessert, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the episode topic is PCs are mint, but the constant upgrades will leave you skint.
Okay, skint. Now, what does the word skint mean?
Okay, it's British slang, and it means like broke, penniless, that sort of thing.
Okay, now I get you. That's something I learned today. Thank you very
there
much.
You go.
Okay, now basically we came up with this idea how if you go on a computer and you want to keep up with the latest and greatest, you know, hardware, you're going to have to upgrade very often, and more than likely, I think I read somewhere years ago, it probably won't be true now, but something like every 18 months, computers get like twice as fast but half the size or something like that. But,
that's Moore's Law.
Yeah, so I don't know, I can't remember what it is. But if you want the latest technology in your computing machine, you're going to have to upgrade constantly, and the problem is that upgrading can cost quite a bit of money, which you'll leave a hole in your pocket. I'm not sure how to start, but we'll start with our personal experiences. My newest computer, well, not newest, it's probably 3 years old or something like that now. It's a full new machine, so I needed it because I couldn't really run all the new games at the time. So it did cost quite a bit, considering it's a new machine. And the machine I had before that was Pentium 3 700 megahertz. This one now is a Pentium 4 2.8 gigahertz. And as of this moment, I am kind of feeling the pinch how it doesn't play all the new games at, I guess, constant frame rates or maximum detail. I'm going to have to probably upgrade soon, and especially considering that this PC that I got now hasn't got the capability to upgrade its video card, because as you all know, video cards are now all going PCI Express, and my video card at the moment is AGP, so if I need a new video card, more than likely I'll buy a PCI Express, which means I need to get a new motherboard to support the slot, and then that means I need a new, probably a CPU, the new case, RAM. The new RAM, and the list goes on. So I'll probably need everything. And this is just to keep up with the latest and greatest, and this is where we're kind of frustrated about it. Your thoughts on this, Lee?
Yeah, look, I'm the same. You know, it it pisses me off, to tell you the truth. I hate the fact that, like, not only that, okay, I can understand that, you know, look, it's almost infeasible, to ask someone, you know, to be playing latest and greatest games with a 3-year-old machine. You know, I got it. I figured it out. You know, things demand more power, and the power just isn't there. I figured it out. I got it. But it doesn't mean I have to like it. And what frustrates me more is just what you just described then, the fact that, like, okay, so with my last machine, you know, the processor was wearing a bit thin, so I wanted a new one. No. Can't do that. You got to get a new processor. You got to get a new board. Oh, okay. Can I take my RAM over? No, you can't take your RAM over. Got to get a new RAM. Okay. So, all right. PCI Express board now. Okay. Got to get a PCI Express card. You know, it never ends. And, you know, and when I want to upgrade again, I'm sure I'm gonna have to get another motherboard because this is probably the damn socket where the CPU sits. Oh no, well, we don't use that anymore. Oh God, socket, whatever. That's so, you know, 6 months ago. What are you living in the? It frustrates me no end that this is just the way things are done. And when it gets to the stage when you just have to buy a whole new machine to play one game reasonably well, I'm more inclined nowadays to just say, screw it, and I just won't play that game. You know, it's too much money for me, and I can't be bothered going through the hassle. And that's partly why I'm more interested in consoles now.
True, because go back to what you mentioned, is that upgrading, you can't just upgrade, you know, little bits and stick it onto your machine, because the thing is that every part of it is changing, you know, as you said, the different slots for the CPU, You got the video cards now. Like back then, it was all AGP, and now it's all PCI Express. You know, and then you need new RAM. New RAM is, you know, different type now, and then this probably lead to like a new case you need because the motherboard would be maybe a different size, and you know, it's like you gotta get everything new just to stay in touch, which is kind of annoying. And as Lee just mentioned, that consoles are, you know, leading the way now. Is that you just buy a console and that's it? You don't really have to worry much about upgrading because the game developers out there make the games to suit the consoles, not like nowadays for set up a PC. They just make it any way they want for a game, and they expect you to be able to play it, or if not, you have to upgrade to, you know, be able to run it. But you know, personally, if consoles had official support for mouse and keyboard, I'll probably get one. You know, I'm talking about the what was it, Microsoft Xbox 360. Yeah, thanks, Lee. You know, it's made by Microsoft, and as we all know, Microsoft are the leader in operating system with Windows. So I'm thinking, you know, why not use their console for you know, like another PC or something like that. Well, I'm not sure what to say, but it's like consoles I do see in the future. They probably will become, you know, part PC, part console, so you can have like a dedicated machine for, you know, gaming and browsing the internet or doing whatever you need to do on the internet. But yeah, what were you going to say, Lee?
Well, what would I would like to see more is, I mean, I know I'm going to be, you know, committing blasphemy saying this, but I would like to see basically all my gaming done on consoles, and I can have a computer that's, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old. Because what I do outside of gaming on a computer is, you know, I'd read email, I go to websites, I watch movies, you know, that's it. You know, I can do that. I mean, this machine's insanely powerful for doing that. I mean, if I could, you know, basically leave it behind, and if there was some sort of like super duper console that, you know, could play PC games effectively, you know, I'd be there. But don't know if it would happen.
Yeah, I guess the thing that's probably holding me back, or holding most people back, is that I'm a big fan of first-person shooters, and yeah, personally, the way I like to play, excuse me, is that mouse and keyboard. That's the best way to get precision. I know there are people out
there.
It's
the only way.
Yeah, I know there are people out there who can play with a controller, but you can't get the same, you know, response or accurate aiming that you get on a mouse and keyboard in the same way as you're trying to do it on a controller. So, you know, if for first-person shooters, it's quite important. But so if they had a mouse and keyboard for a console, and so Mr. Bill Gates, you know, I'm sure if you're listening, doubt it, though.
Of course he is.
You know, just like everybody else in the computer industry, you know, it's not Steve Jobs from Apple, probably not, but...
exactly.
Yeah, but, you know, if they had one, I'd probably get one, but in another way, I guess they won't be doing it anytime soon because, you know, they do want to, you know, keep people occupied with both systems. I'm talking about Windows and Xbox 360, so they don't want to lose the PC customers and they all go to consoles, I guess, or something like that. So,
on the flip side, when my bridge is sold, I'll be upgrading every month. You know, if I had squillions of dollars, I probably wouldn't be complaining. But you know, I'm a normal person, so you know.
Yes, I guess you could upgrade. But you know, I suggest that what you do, if you had $1 million, put into some kind of high interest return loan, so every month you can get a couple of thousand, and
I'll put it into a hardware company. Ooh. Then other people can buy their upgrades, and I'll get dividends.
Oh, okay. Sounds interesting, I guess, in a way. I'm not sure what to say about that, but I guess we'll go back to the topic and probably end the topics soon. But saying that, you know, in regards to PCs, upgrading is a bitch. You got to do it so very often if you want to be able to keep up with gaming, especially it's gaming, not really much of anything else. But, yeah, you know, with all these fancy graphics you see nowadays and all this, you need new piece, no, you need more power and graphics and the processing, but yeah.
Take what you were talking about on Saturday. You want to pick up an LCD because
Yeah, okay, yeah.
LCDs are cool.
I wanted an LCD because, you know, it's about time, I guess, to upgrade LCDs. You know, we're both stuck on monitors, you know, but the tube, the CRTs at the moment. Yeah. So I think, you know, I'll get an LCD. So I was looking at getting, you know, first I wanted like a 19-inch. I said, maybe I could go for like a widescreen one because, you know, everybody's getting widescreen, you know, just to watch movies. And most games coming out nowadays are in widescreen format, except EA games. They still like to stick to their standard 4x3 resolution. You think they would know by now, but not. But, you know, I was thinking, I was looking at like a, I think it was a 20-inch widescreen. And problem was that my video card, it's 6600 GT, and I don't think that would be able to handle the resolution. I think it's like 1680 by 1050 or something like that. I could probably turn it down, but then what's the point? Because, you know, native resolution looks better than something you're just, you know, trying to get your car to run. So, you know, the problem is that...
And what happens after that? You got to upgrade your card, and that leads to everything else.
You know, CPU, RAM, motherboard, blah, blah, blah. List goes on, and I'm thinking, you know, what's the point? So I wanted to get a new monitor, an LCD, but then at this stage, I've decided not to because there's probably no point, you know. And considering that, was it next year, Microsoft releasing Vista, which apparently wants everything to be high definition.
Yeah.
So you probably need a high-definition mouse or something like that, but...
High-definition keyboard.
Yeah, high-definition, I don't know, all the dust that goes into a machine, but, you know, it's a bad situation for games. Yeah, you know, we all complaining about it, but that's something we've got to live with for the time being. You know, if you got any thoughts about it, I'm sure a lot of people have probably got thoughts about the same thing, about how they... You know, you get a new machine, and then maybe 2-3 years later, max of 5 years, I guess, you're going to have to get a new one or upgrade in a certain way. So you can leave comments for us, and we'll talk about it in the next episode. Okay, that's it for this episode topic, which...
That horse is well and truly flogged, I think.
Okay, we'll leave that topic for now, and we'll move on to our next segment. Okay, this next part, as we all know, is called What Are We Playing?, where we give you a rundown of what games we are currently playing at the moment and our thoughts about them. So I'll hand it off to Lee to begin with. What games are you playing, Lee?
What games am I playing? Well-ity. I have been playing Insul Kampf again. Mm-hmm. Still, sorry. Yeah. In fact, something interesting happened in Insul Kampf.
What happened, man?
Well, I am no threat to anybody. A week ago or whatever it was, I was no threat. I had a gold mine, a stone quarry, a lumber yard, storehouse, 10 rock throwers, 2 spear throwers, 3 merchant ships. I was not a threat.
And a partridge in the pear tree?
Oh, one of those, yeah. I was not a threat to anyone. My total score was 181. There are people in that game with like 63 millions. I mean, that's where I was. I was nobody. Anyway, so I go out to dinner one night with the folks to a Italian place, nice dinner. Come back in the morning, I'm thinking, right, yes, because I just managed to get my gold mine up to level 20. I thought, yep, yeah, rightio, I'll hammer down and get the rest of these things going. Nope, I'm smacked down. I've got at 37 points. Everything was decimated. I got obliterated by a guy with a score of 4,800, and he's got all these friends who can come and kill you 80 times over, and it sucked. I left a message on the forum saying, look, you know, it took me a month to get this far. You know, got any advice? Can you help out? What am I supposed to do? I can't be bothered going through another month of this. This nice guy who turns out to be, you know, at the upper end of the game, he had words with the guy who attacked me, and now he's sending me resources almost every day, helping me rebuild. So that was quite enjoyable. So, Insul Kampf, it's going great. So anyway, apart from that, I've been playing Need for Speed Most Wanted still, gunning away in that, having a great time. Mm-hmm. Been playing Railroads, which I'll let you talk about because you know more about it. But I suck at that. And I've been playing The Sims 2. Now, I like The Sims. You know, I know a lot of people don't, but I reckon it's great. At the moment, it's all going good. My main family, they just got married. But, you know, so I never play this game with, you know, notions of get married, have kids, you know, then my kids can go to school. I don't play with that. I play far more nefariously. I got married for the sole purpose that my wife could stay home and be friends with people so that I could advance up the career ladder because I needed friends. Now, to do this, I take it to the next extreme. I find out what star sign my wife is, and she's an Aquarius. I married the maid, by the way. She's an Aquarius. And I look up which star signs get along best with Aquarius. So I look it up. Rightio, Sagittarius, Capricorn. I then go and make a family full of 8 people filled entirely with Sagittarius, Capricorn, and their sole purpose in life is to be my friend. I build them some... Oh, I actually build them a nice house just to see if I could do it. It's a 5-story apartment block. No point, but I just felt like doing it. But I could basically just build them one room with a door, a phone, and 8 beds. I don't care about them. I don't play the family. I make them. I get them acquainted with my wife or husband or boyfriend. I don't care. I'm not prejudiced. And then their sole purpose in life is to be my friends and get me a better job. It's pretty Machiavellian, but hey, that's the way I play the damn game, and I'm good at it. So that's what I've been playing.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, personally, let's see, my turn, I guess. Battlefield 2142. Everybody knows I play that. I guess that's like my religion, I guess, in a certain way. Love the game quite a bit. What else have I been playing? Railroads. Just the past, let's see, 2 days ago, Lee and I both attended LAN, and you know, we thought, yeah, we'll give some games that we hardly played before a shot. Then we played Railroads, Sid Meier's Railroads. So, you know, the objective is to, you know, build like a railroad system and make money from it by, you know, transporting goods from one place to another, or you can transport people and mail. And then, you know, make sure that the economy is running well for yourself and make more money than the opponent or whoever else you're playing against. Then you can do certain missions, like one town might want a certain number of oil or gold or something like that, and the first person to deliver it there gets like a $100,000 bonus. So we're playing that on the weekend, you know, first time for Lee. I played a bit before, but yeah, that was good.
Moo cows.
Yeah, Lee was having fun transporting cows all over the place. What else? It was a good game, I guess, in a way. If you like what Sid Meier does, or his other previous games, go for it. It's an interesting game.
And if you like trains like me.
If you like trains, yep. We played DEFCON as well. Yep, DEFCON, for those who don't know, it's like a... If you've seen the movie War Games with Matthew Broderick all those years ago, it's basically... You know, similar graphics, you know, just line drawings and showing where what happens to the world if it goes into nuclear warfare. And Lee did beat me in that one. I guess he's got more of a skill at blowing the shit out of people with nukes.
at mass genocide.
Yes, mass genocide. He's a master at that, I guess, in a certain way.
Don't pay attention, Jack Thompson. I'm not affected.
But yeah, that's it. That, you know, for a game that's I don't know, it's small in size. It's got very low graphics, so it's not high detailed. It's something that basically any machine can play, so you don't need to upgrade your machine to run it at max resolution. Because I think we are running at max detail, or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's basically lines on the screen. You know, it's hard to believe that such a simple game is quite addictive, I guess, in a way too. So.
And at only €10, it won't leave you skint either.
Yeah, true. It's you know, something that's out of the norm. So it's such a good game. You can try to demo out on the internet, I guess. What else have I been playing? I've been playing Need for Speed Carbon, the latest edition in Need for Speed franchise. And certain things I got to say about this game. First off, I think it's a bit shorter than Most Wanted, maybe a whole lot more shorter. Because I just started playing this about 2 days ago, and I'm like 47% through it already. So it's either the game is really short, or I'm just that good that no one can beat me. But I think the game is short. I won't blow my own horn about that. But, you know, it's a good game. It does require quite a bit of a powerful system for maximum detail, so I'm running it on medium settings, I guess. But one thing I want to complain, or I guess I will complain about, is that if you imagine when you're driving, I'd like to drive in the not first person mode, but the hood view, how you do see like part of the hood of your car driving along. So at the top of the screen, you have your rear view mirror, so you can see what's coming up behind you. So that takes up, say, like I don't know, not one third, like one quarter, maybe less than one quarter of the screen from the top. And then normally when you're driving along, if you go from certain points of the map, it will tell you what new place you are in and who owns it. So you might say you are now in King's Park and it is owned by Ammo. So that will pop up on the screen. So that maybe, you know, take make it like one third of the total screen, including the mirror. So, you know, that's up there. And so you can still see where you're going. But now my gripe is that if you have the GPS locator on at the same time, it gives you an arrow on the top of the screen so you can see which way to go. So at the top of the screen, you would have the rear vision mirror, and then with the GPS, you would have the arrow, and then in the middle of the screen would appear the words of saying, you know, what part of the map you are on and who owns it. So you're driving along, you're changing, I guess not states, but, you know, you're passing territories, and the middle of the screen gets blocked out with words. This is probably a bad case of design for a game, especially when concentration on what's coming up at you at high speed is necessary. It's like, you know, driving along and closing your eyes, so you don't know what's coming in front of you. But I don't know, that's one gripe I had, is that you can't see where you're going if you got the GPS and the words on the screen at the same time.
And a pretty damn justified gripe, I might add.
I know, it's like, you know, a couple of times I did go smack bang into a wall when the words popped up because it just blocks my view. I can't see what's coming up in front of me, so it's a bit annoying, something I guess I could live with for the time being, but...
No way to turn it off?
I tried looking, there's no way to turn it off. I guess if I maybe turn off the rear vision mirror and didn't have my GPS located at the same time, it might help, but I do need a rear vision mirror to see who's coming up behind me when I'm racing, and also GPS, I do need it if I want to know where I'm going to a certain race in that game at the time being. But, you know, nothing big about... You know, nothing bad about it, I guess, too much. It's just something I have to deal with, I guess.
Just a little bit of malfeasance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, also, another thing I want to point out is that in the game, when you go to drift mode, you can forget about controlling your car. Okay, when you're driving normally, you know, each car's got their own specifications, so, you know, they can turn this way, they can, you know, the sensitivity might be different for each car, and then, you know, the grip, the braking, and all that. But when it comes to drift mode, you can throw all of that out the window because each car will have their sensitivity times 100, and it is like really shocking because apparently they made it easier to turn the car. So it's like power steering, so you can drift more better along the roads and everything. But the downside is that the sensitivity is too high, so you can turn a bit, and if you try to compensate, like, you know, turn back, you'll oversteer and then you'll be hitting the wall. And also the downside is that in Need for Speed Carbon, if you do drifting, well, one of the game modes is when you fight a boss or go against a boss and you do drifting, you drift along a canyon, and that means you can fall off the edge and lose the race. So
wait, you lose the race if you fall down a canyon? Well, that sounds like stupid game physics.
It's a nice way to change it, but the drift part, that's a different game mode, not for drifting, but just for normal racing, you can fall off the canyon, which is okay. But drifting, there is a part where you can drift along, a cliff face, near a cliff face. And to change the physics, because I'm so used to the physical, you know, normal racing, you know, racing against cars, racing against cops, so you're all used to it. But as soon as you go to drift mode, everything gets maxed out. It's like the sensitivity goes up, so, you know, just a tiny tap with my controller, which I use, and I'm already fishtailing it, so...
Sounds like usual EA sort of standard there.
Yeah, I wish they would either... You know, forget about drifting altogether, like they got rid of it in Most Wanted, or, you know, leave it to a certain way that we can adjust it ourselves, or, you know, leave it to the way that the car is meant to be driven, not, you know, chuck up power steering like as though there's no tomorrow. Have I been playing anything else?
No?
I don't think so. Mine's Reaver now and then. Okay.
Nice.
Okay, we'll move on to our website of the show. We just had a quick look at his website. Well, Lee had a quick look, I guess, and I've been to it.
I'm not qualified to go there.
Yeah, he's not qualified to go. The thing is that, we'll explain in a second, is that I've been to this website before, and I haven't seen it for a while until Lee told me. But the thing is that it is called 202Play, and this this website is a community designed for gamers 25 and older who want to meet, play, compete, and discuss games with their own peers. So apparently Lee can't get into it because he is younger than 25. But nah,
23.
Nah, but seriously, this anybody can go into it. But the thing is that it's made for gamers who are old, well, not old, older, I guess you want to say. like me, I'm 25, so I guess I'm older. It's like, you know, they want to relive the old glory days of the old consoles, old gaming. You know, they got like Mario and, you know, all those old games back in our youth.
Just like be old people. That's what old people do.
Yes, I guess, you know, they're talking about old games. And the nice thing about this website, I guess, you know, all those nostalgic feelings you get because they do talk quite a bit about, all the old games and old issues about gaming and also ideas. Like, you go to the website and they do have a magazine which you can download. It's like a couple of episodes, like 7 or something like that. And each one they do talk about, you know, the history of gaming and the history of certain game characters. Like, I think they had one about Zelda or something like that. And yeah, so it's like a gaming website but taken from a old school perspective, you know, talking about the really old games. And back then when anybody could play the games because you didn't need the NASA machine to run them.
Exactly.
It's an interesting website.
So, if you're a geezer, have a look. If you're a youngin' like me,
mm-hmm.
go have a look and get educated.
Yeah, so you can see and go, oh, so that's what games... So when all the old people talk about back in my day when I had the Nintendo Entertainment System, or even further back when I had the Atari...
And you all understand. I had was a couple of rocks to play with. You'll know what they were talking about.
Yeah, so all we had was a console with a controller and 2 buttons. Not now when you got 20 buttons or whatever it is now. But
how did you cope, Grandpa?
Oh, my God. What? This game is not in 3 dimension. It's a platformer. Get
what
out of here.
What the hell is that?
But, yeah, for all those old people. Well, not old. I don't want to say old people, but, you know. There's older people listening to us. You need to go there, take a look. It's interesting. We'll post it up on our website so you know where to go. And, yeah, nice website. I don't know what else to say about it. But
yeah, I think from memory it had a pretty color of blue, so just have a look. I mean,
yeah, it's bluish. It's the thing is, icon is like one of the old Atari joysticks, you know, just a 1 button on it.
I mean, this is all totally irrelevant, but you know, there you go.
But yeah, it's a nice site, I guess. Especially the magazine that they got for you to download is free. So if you like things that are free, like me,
oh yeah,
like anybody else basically on the internet, you can go take a look.
That it, I think.
I think that's about it for the show. We got anything else want to add before we go?
No, I'm good.
I'm good. Okay, so for all those out there who didn't download this from our website is videogamingisgood.podomatic.com. I don't know if you can do a Google search or not to find us. Probably not, we're not that famous, but
if you go to Google and search for Google, it'll take you to videogamingisgood.podomatic.com. that's just how good we are. Google, we outrank Google on Google now. It's fantastic.
Yes, we can't afford to buy a website that makes videos for a couple of $1 billion. go to our website if you want to get the links for the articles and whatever we're talking about, the games we're talking about, and the websites we're just talking about. Leave comments for us. Thanks again once to Maverick, who did leave that nice comment that got us all talking about how we got our nicknames. So anybody else who wants to leave a comment to get us talking about, like, How old are you really? Yes, I'm actually a 64-year-old guy, you know, but that's another story. But yeah, leave comments. If you've got any questions you want us to maybe try and find out about gaming or whatever you want, leave that. We'll do our best, but probably not. I'm trying to think what else do you want to say? That's about it. This will probably be one of our longest episodes, but I'm sure people don't mind spending another few minutes to download like an extra 2-3 megabytes just to hear us drag on, especially from guys who are not professionals talking about gaming.
So, in an unprofessional manner?
Yeah, unprofessional. Yeah, you got right on the dot there. So we're not getting paid for this, so you're getting it straight from the consumer's perspective, so we're not saying EA are good, EA are great, Sony is good. Well, we're not going to say Sony is good after all the flack we've been giving it with the PS3, but you know, a little tip for the holiday season before it actually reaches Christmas is that if you want a console, instead of buying a PS3, get a Nintendo Wii. It's cheaper, and you have more fun playing that Wii Sports, you know. Your kids might actually lose some weight from playing that, I'm sure.
Or get 30 tubes of toothpaste.
Yes. 30 tubes of... Well,
30 years.
30 years, yeah. 30 years, man. Damn. Oof. You know...
That's a lot of toothpaste.
You know, they say you can use toothpaste to clean stuff around the house, right?
Yeah.
You could clean your whole freaking house with it then, man.
You could have toothpaste sandwiches. I mean, this is a great revelation here.
Or you feed your hunger while cleaning your teeth.
Mate, we've got a winner here.
Oh, we got a winner. Oh, you probably could sell that idea along with your bridge, mate.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, if you're interested in buying a bridge, you know, maybe there's some Asian investors out there who want to have a bridge of their own. I'm not sure. Don't sue me. I'm just making a collective note that there are a lot of investors out there who mostly have the Asian orientation, I guess. I'm Asian myself, people, so don't think I'm being racist, because I'm one of myself. It's okay for me. It's okay for me to make fun of my own people. Oh, I think I better end it there before I get a lawsuit slapped on me by Jack Thompson, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. They'll probably come around to my house. Sony will probably come around to my house and, you know, do something. But that's another time.
We're prattling.
Yeah, we'll just... Oh, thanks for joining us, people. This has been episode 11 of Video Gaming is Good. Once again, we're not pros. I'm sure you know that by now. If you're stuck with us for this long, thank you very much. We'll see you again in a fortnight.
Yep.
Yeah, that means 2 weeks' time for those who don't know. We'll probably be delayed once again like this episode because we just can never do things on time because we're that good.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so once again, I'm Darren, a.k.a. M.O., and...
I'm Lee, a.k.a. Squazza.
Ooh, he's got it right this time.
Yeah.
That's both of us. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you later.
Cheerio. I hate daylight saving.